Local First Nation communities have expressed shock and concern following the announcement of Fraser Lake Sawmill's permanent closure. West Fraser Timber Co. Ltd. announced the decision on Monday, January 22, citing the lack of economically viable fiber in the region. The mill closure will affect 175 employees. In a January 23 statement, chiefs and councils of Stlatin and Nadlawutin expressed deep sympathy for those affected by the closure, emphasizing the profound impact on not just sawmill workers but also on related industries such as logging, transportation, and hospitality. The sawmill has long been considered the economic heartbeat of Fraser Lake and the adjacent villages of Steliquo and Nadla. Chief Robert Michelle of Stlatin First Nation conveyed the human toll, stating, "We've got members who work at that sawmill, and so does Nadla. Add to that the job losses from people working in the bush, hauling logs, all the way down to people working in restaurants and pumping gas, and you can see the economic impact for our communities will be dire." The closure is attributed to challenges faced by mills in the region, including difficulties accessing economical fiber due to salvage harvests following the mountain pine beetle infestation and reduced international demand for dimensional lumber. Despite collaborative efforts between the indigenous nations and the province to secure a sustainable fiber supply, West Fraser's decision to shut down the mill came unexpectedly. Chief Martin Louis of Nadlawutin expressed frustration with West Fraser's actions. "If West Fraser is not interested in supporting the regional economy, then we need to ensure that the forest resources they continue to control, the licenses themselves, are transferred to local interests." Both Stlatin and Nadla are now calling on the province of British Columbia to provide additional resources to help the affected communities. This includes training programs for alternative employment sectors, temporary increases in funding to the municipality of Fraser Lake to maintain essential services, and investments in local economic development. "We stand shoulder to shoulder with our non-Indigenous neighbors as we all endure these lean times together," Chief Michelle emphasized. "We know our territories can and will provide wealth for our nations and our neighbors in the future. Right now, we all need support from our fellow British Columbians to diversify our economies across the North." Read also: West Fraser Timber Shutters Fraser Lake Sawmill, 175 BC Jobs Lost.